plug-in Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. And thank you for listening to the show. You could be at work. You could be in traffic. You could be at home. You could be getting to the money, making the money, leaving the money, making somebody else make the money. Whatever the hell you're doing. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to be rolling here for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've already had a good time. Thank you to Lijay Duzable, former NFL vet, current analyst on CBS Sports HQ, for coming through to drop some knowledge on the NFL. Mandatory minicamp. Who showed up to work? Who said, I don't want to work? Who said, I want a new contract? We're going to talk about it. So far, outside of talking to Lijay, we talked about Kristaps Porzingis and his mystery injury. He's now day-to-day. No guarantee that Kristaps Porzingis will play tomorrow night, game 3 in Dallas. And we talked about Caitlin Clark. There's a couple of things that she doesn't need to get into because she's not on Team USA. Caitlin Clark, they said, look, you didn't make the team because we have to put together the best team and you wouldn't be any of the people here that would help out the team, so you didn't make it. Sucks for Caitlin Clark. Still time, right? Some people might not go. Somebody might get injured. We'll find out soon enough as we continue on with the show. Yeah, we'll be talking about the NFL and mandatory minicamps. Christian McCaffrey, congratulations to him. He made the cover of Madden. I know that's a big deal. Jason Kidd, I guess he's going through the list right now. Yesterday he paid some big compliments to Jalen Brown. Now he's throwing out compliments to Tatum. And then next hour, Dom Amore is going to join us from the Hartford Current. You talk about contracts, what's the latest with Dan Hurley? You say no to the Los Angeles Lakers. I assume that you have a plan. And we're going to find out about his plan, Hurley's plan, soon enough. We'll ask Dom about it. And you, if you missed the first hour of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen live on your local affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you don't even have to lift a finger. All you have to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. Real simple, real easy. Just like the commercials used to say, it's so easy, a caveman can do it. You know what else is easy for a lot of lazy folks out here? Showing up to work. Hickey, what percentage of people do you think are just have their job because they show up to do it, not because they're good at it? Like, let's think about this. Like, out of 100, what percentage of people have a job just because they're reliable?
Oh, interesting. Especially now where there is a struggle, we'll say, at times for people to show up and work, I will go 40%.
Yeah, that's probably around right. And you got a bunch of people that are good at things, but then they're not reliable. Like, there's a combination here. I don't necessarily want to equate it to Caitlin Clark, but they started giving all these boxes about what's the experience level and can she do this? And ultimately, they said she doesn't have enough experience. So you're just going to crap on her for now? By the time the next Olympics comes around, Caitlin Clark is going to be 26 years old. I think right now would have been a valuable experience if you wanted to, I don't know, employ her in 4 more years. Come on now. Well, what do I know? I just watch stuff. I don't coach. Now, having said that, if you want to talk about showing up to work, there's a lot of NFL players right now who kind of said, I'm gonna skip work. I'm going to make a statement. My statement is that I'm underpaid. My statement is that I need a new contract. My statement is that I'm unhappy. Figure it out. And then this Aaron Rodgers. 39, 40-year-old quarterback for the New York Jets. The man who could not last 4 plays into last season before he blew out his Achilles running for his life behind a poor offensive line. And the New York Jets season went down the toilet. The New York Jets basically invested and mortgaged their entire future to try to win a Super Bowl with this man now, as the clock is A, ticking on his body, because you don't know how long he's going to last as he gets older. Everybody can't be Tom Brady. And then B, the clock is ticking on his behavior and what he does and what he doesn't do. Is he going to be a vice presidential candidate? Is he going to disappear into the woods in Oregon? Is he going to, I don't know, go to every UFC fight all across the globe and quit football? We don't know. And so it was kind of odd today when the New York Jets, of course, they started minicamp, mandatory minicamp, and Rob Saleh had to do a song and a dance, the head coach of the New York Jets, about Aaron Rodgers not appearing. And Rob Saleh, the man whose coaching career is likely tied to the performance of Aaron Rodgers, and same thing with general manager Joe Douglas, Rob Saleh told the media, he's like, Aaron Rodgers, he ain't show up to work.
He's been very good in communication. He's been here the entire time. It's inexcused, but he had an event that was very important to him, which he communicated.
Now, Hickey, help me out here. Maybe I haven't played in the NFL long enough. A matter of fact, I know I never played in the NFL. If he communicated it to them and they talked about it, why can't they just say it's an excused absence? Why do they have to say he's not supposed to do it? Does that make sense? Or am I missing something?
I guess the only thing I'll say is now we don't know what this event is, right? It could be something big. I mean, he's not getting married, at least from what I believe of his social life. And this sounds planned, so I don't think anyone is dying. I guess why you still make it inexcused is to not then say, well, if you're anyone else on the Jets, well, Aaron's missing because of this. I have something similar. Why can't I miss, you know, mandatory minicamp too that I get fined? And all of a sudden you open kind of Pandora's box and next thing you know, half the team could be like, well, I don't want to be here. So I got this. So let me, you know, if that's excused, then this should be as well.
But we know Aaron Rodgers is the boss of the whole team, so who's going to make a stink?
Well.
Right?
Not make a stink, but more be like, oh, if he's doing it, then I should be able to do it too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think everybody knows he's the... Forget Rob Saleh. Forget even Joe Douglas. And I get it that Woody Johnson is the billionaire Q-tip man that writes the checks. Woody Johnson isn't even in control. Like, his name, he's the boss. But the dude running the show is Aaron Rodgers. That's the crazy part. And so he's going to get fined for being gone. And we don't know where he's at. He could be at a family function. He could be at a golf tournament. He could be on some Nature Valley retreat that he promised somebody, you know, 5 years ago as he found his ayahuasca ways. But we don't know. We have no idea. And then Rob Saleh had to continue on, and he's just like, yeah, of course, I wish he was here, but he's not.
Again, selfishly, I want all our guys here all the time, but, you know, when you get to these mandatory things, it's, you know, they're... It's, you know, you make the best decision for yourself. And obviously, selfishly, want all of them here all the time, but he made a decision, and that's what he went with.
Was he here yesterday?
He was here yesterday. So he came through yesterday. He had his physical. He did the multimedia day or the media day and all that stuff. So he was, but like I said, he had something that was very important to him, and if it's important to him, it's important to us.
Oh, that's a... This is what Lige said. Lige Duzable, who joined us last break, played 10 years in the NFL, probably more widely known for being a New York Jets, a rotational player on their defensive line. And then you start moving ahead. Lige understands this because he's covered the Jets. He played for the Jets. The Jets are a joke in a lot of cases. Man, I love the New York Jets. But everything they do is a punchline. And Lige, God bless him, he said, look, folks, Aaron Rodgers showed up. He's been around all camp long. He said it's not a big deal.
If you know anything, and have you been following the Jets, Aaron Rodgers has been there the whole offseason. Not just OTAs. He's been there for offseason workouts as well. So this would be a little bit more concerning if he had missed like a good portion of the offseason and wasn't there for mini camp, but him and Robert Saleh talked about this at the beginning of the offseason. He let him know that there was a conflicting date with an event that was very important to him. Now, again, because it's mandatory, you still have to get fined for it, but I don't think this is a major story. Now, it sucks because when people talk about the Jets, right, it's always about distractions, right? Is there something always going on with the Jets? And now this is something that you have to add to that because Aaron Rodgers wasn't there for the first day of minicamp.
Oh, boy. Hickey, do I need to go through the list in New York Jets history of things that have happened to the Jets? Do we have enough time?
We definitely do not have enough time for that.
We don't. Remember, well, I'll say a few things. Remember the coach in the parking lot with the foot fetish? Remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Rex okay. Ryan.
There was the quarterback who butt fumbled.
Mark Sanchez.
There was the quarterback who was supposed to take them to the promised land, but he blew out his Achilles in game one.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, there was another. Vinny Testaverde, too.
Oh, you know what? Okay. That's great.
That was terrible. There was some guy who was one of the most winningest head coaches in NFL history. He's top four. He got the New York Jets job, and he decided to quit like 3 minutes after he got the gig.
After writing at what would be, a kindergarten level? His resignation note?
Yeah, reportedly on a napkin, yeah.
HC of the NYJ, couldn't even spell it out.
Yep.
Had to get out of there so fast.
Yes, Bill Belichick. There was that that excellent head coach who said you play to win the game, even though they seemingly always play to lose. There is their most legendary player who was nothing wrong with it, right? But he was wearing stockings in the 70s and late 60s. It's just, yeah.
Hitting on ESPN sideline reporters reportedly drunk during a game.
Oh, my God. At least he was old and retired then, but that's not an excuse, right?
It makes it worse, some say.
He's such a sweet man. Have you ever met Joe Namath?
I have not, no.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart of a guy. So nice. Him and his daughter, family, they are so nice. And you only judge a book by its cover. Only met him one time. But they were amazing. I'm like, if y'all are this nice, what are y'all doing? Like, beating people up when you leave me? I don't know. But at least he didn't hit on me. That'd be a different story, right?
That would be. That would be, yes.
What was it? Susie Colbert, he said?
You know it. Monday Night Football. I want to kiss you.
This man was drunk on television saying, I don't even care about the game right now. I just want to kiss you. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if somebody said that on TV today?
There are certain events and things that I really wish social media was around for. That is one of them.
Oh,
that would have been
God, electric.
Could you imagine Twitter buzzing on a Monday Night Football game?
Oh, my God. I don't even care about the game right now. I just want to kiss you. Damn. Like, that's... That's like, I'm trying to think of an equivalent. I can't even think, Tom Brady, I'll get him out. That's like if Drew Brees, and he's not eccentric. We haven't had an eccentric, quarterbacks aren't eccentric, man. They're boring. They're boring
this
as hell.
This day and age, they're CEOs.
Yeah, they're boring. Oh, my God. That was crazy. Now that I even think about that. This was like 20 years ago, right? Had to
something like 06, 05. I mean.
Oh, my. It's crazy to think that that is 20 years ago. Joe Namath wants to kiss Susie.
Man.
What year is it? 2000? Oh, my God. Did Joe Namath. This is a popular Google search. Did Joe Namath kiss Susie Colbert?
Oh, my. Wanted to.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know when this was. A long time ago. Oh,
crazy.
Wow. It's crazy. And there's nothing funny about threatening to kiss somebody who doesn't want to be kissed. That's called sexual assault. But the fact that this was just easy. You know what, Hickey? We didn't even mention the New York Jets had another quarterback. He decided to send naked pictures of himself to the sideline reporter.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What is it? That's Brett Favre.
That's
anyone
right.
Who doesn't
and that
remember.
Was when he was with the Jets?
Brett Favre was with the Jets. He was, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jen Sturger. I know Jen. Yeah. You want to get her on the air to interview her about this?
She's sure.
Doesn't want to talk about it.
No? I don't blame her.
Yeah. Would hate the fact that I'm talking about it now. But it is what it is.
Man.
Wow. Yeah. And so when a guy like Aaron Rodgers decides not to show up to work, It's a lot about who Aaron Rodgers is and who he's been and a whole lot of what the New York Jets have experienced. So in the last 5 minutes, as Hickey said, we do not have enough time to go through everything. We talked about a quarterback who fumbled by running into a man's ass. We talked about a head coach of the New York Jets who decided to publish foot fetish videos. Somehow, some way they became public. We had a quarterback for the New York Jets who's an NFL legend who was sending naked pictures to a team employee. A legendary quarterback for the New York Jets wanted to kiss a sideline reporter while he was drunk on Monday Night Football. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And Aaron Rodgers joins the club by showing up to work and then automatically kind of just blowing out his leg. Welcome to the New York Jets. And that's pretty recent history outside of, Namath wearing pantyhose. I would think people got room and reason to be, concerned with the Jets. They're just a joke. It's what they are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, how about this? It's not the only New York Jet who didn't show up to work. This guy, he wants to get paid. We're going to talk about some other NFL players who want to get paid as well. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me up, I can't help you get paid. But you can call anyway, 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll be back. I work here.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. you can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We talked about some of the, well, primarily one guy who decided not to show up to work today, even though it was mandatory for him to do so. That was Aaron Rodgers. Coach Saleh of the New York Jets says this was an unexcused absence, even though he decided to convey it to the team early on in training camp. And so the Jets are going to jet. This is just what happens when you come down to the Jets. Anyway, this is something that a lot of teams have to deal with all across the NFL. And it's not so much because the veteran quarterback who's almost 40 years old decided to just take a day off. Most guys don't show up to work in the NFL because they want a new contract, because they want a new deal. I mean, forget New York. The Cleveland Browns have their own history of unfortunately being a joke. But now they got Deshaun Watson, right? They're paying this man guaranteed money. They went to the postseason last year without Deshaun Watson. And now that they're hoping that they can continue to turn things around with him being the quarterback of the future, that's what they hope. But is he going to be throwing the ball to Amari Cooper? I mean, as of today, the answer is no. You might recall the Browns traded for Amari Cooper from the Dallas Cowboys. Amari Cooper is getting $20 million a season. This is the final year of his contract. He's about to be 30 years old this month. And guess what he wants? He wants a new contract. He doesn't want to head into his final season with the Cleveland Browns, potentially, as a lame duck. He wants his extension, and he wants it now. Amari Cooper, this past season, 1,250 yards receiving to go along with 5 touchdowns. Deshaun Watson, we know he had his own variety of injuries and other issues last year after breaking that shoulder. Deshaun Watson is boosting this guy up. He said, look, Amari Cooper, best wideout in the game.
He's the best in the game, and I believe that. You know, he shows it each and every year. He shows it the last 2 years with different quarterbacks, so I think you got to put him up there, if not the best.
Oh, he went from being the best to being one of the best. I'm like, Deshaun Watson, I know he had a bunch of time off. I don't know if he was chatting it up with his lawyers and stuff on the weekends, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't have time to sit down and watch Justin Jefferson. Maybe Deshaun Watson was preoccupied with some other things. I have no idea. Well, how about the guy who used to throw passes to Amari Cooper? What about Dak Prescott? This is somebody else. We know he wants a contract extension. He probably has the Dallas Cowboys by the you-know-what right now in order to get his hands on one. And Dak Prescott, he said, listen, folks, if I got to play out this season and be a free agent, and the Dallas Cowboys lose me? Well, that's their loss, not mine. Well, he didn't say all of that, but he says I can play out the final year without an extension. Listen to this.
This is the urgency you should always have, to be honest. So maybe guys who normally wouldn't feel it. So I don't mind it. I've been in this position before. I'm a gambling man. We'll gamble on myself and my guys. So not actually, guys. I understand. I understand there's been a lot of shit with that. So. Not that way.
Hickey, you can't be a professional athlete and make gambling references anymore. Is that over?
The G word now is one of those magic words. Can't say it.
Dirty. Gambling on myself, not really. Not like that guy, was it Marcano, banned for life from baseball. Did Pete Rose say anything about that yet?
Surprisingly, no.
He's not big enough, right?
I guess so. Or I guess he knows he can't defend him.
Yeah, Pete Rose was having a good old time with Ohtani, but I guess this guy isn't worth the damn to even mention if you're Pete Rose. A professional athlete, stay away from the gambling word, the dirty G word, okay? Anyway, Dak Prescott is going to gamble on himself. There's another guy who didn't show up to work. He ain't gambling nothing. He actually wants to be traded. And this team is cheap as hell. We've heard the stories about them charging for Gatorade and water. I'm talking about the Cincinnati Bengals and T. Higgins. If you got a choice between Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins as to who's going to get the gigantic contract, you got to give it to Ja'Marr Chase. And so they gave T. Higgins the franchise tag. He doesn't want it. He wants to be traded. And so, as you can probably guess, T. Higgins did not show up to work. And Joe Burrow, who's had his own trouble with injuries over the past couple of seasons, Joe Burrow spoke today. And he says, yeah, I've been talking to T. Higgins.
Yeah, me and T are always talking. I've seen T several times this offseason. He looks great. You know, whenever he's ready to come back, I'll be excited to see him.
Come on now. That man is on borrowed time. Whether or not they trade him now or trade him later, the Cincinnati Bengals are not paying two wide receivers. I told you Amari Cooper is making $20 million this year. You think about Jalen Waddle, he just got a contract in the amount of $28.5 million. You don't think Amari Cooper looks at that and says, I need to be in the 30-plus category? You got Justin Jefferson making $35 million. Amari Cooper's probably saying, yeah, slot me in somewhere between there and there because I'm vastly underpaid for where the market has gone right now. It's kind of wild because we do have other guys who showed up to work. You know, how about Tristan Wirfs? They call this a hold in. You show up to work, but then you just show up. Tristan Wirfs is looking for that new contract to help protect Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield says, that's my guy. I support my lineman.
When it comes down to Tristan, everybody knows he's a team guy at a certain point. Does he deserve to be paid? Absolutely. The guy's a stud. And so he took the transition from right to left with ease, did it better than I think he thought he was going to. But yeah, you just trust in that process, and I know he's probably more eager to get back here and get the deal done than anybody else, but it gives other guys a great opportunity to come in and get reps as well. So to have that communication, and, you know, Tristan's still around. We're not holding out on the friendship, even though he's holding out on us.
Hickey, even the offensive linemen out here looking for bread, man.
Hey, you got to get it. If you can get it, get it.
I mean, damn. They gave Baker Mayfield money. They gave Mike Evans money. They took care of the quarterback, the wide receiver, and now they got to take care of the offensive lineman as well. Everybody wants their cash, man. I mean, speaking of an offensive lineman, we can go ahead and take a look at the defensive lineman. Let's go up to the New England Patriots. Matthew Judon, this man, he actually showed up to work, okay? This is a man who last season only played in 4 games for the Patriots. He's entering into the final year of his contract, and I guess he has a few less legs to stand on, if that makes any sense. Take a listen to what Judon said on Rich Schertenlieb's show about showing up to work and just earning his damn money.
I'm just going to get ready to play. You kind of keep doing tantrums, and then you don't, you know, come out there and do what you're supposed to do. It kind of get old real fast, you know. I ain't really trying to do that. I'm just trying to come out here and play football, get ready for this upcoming season, and put our defense and ourselves in a position to where we can win the most games.
Okay. I guess that's what happens when you're a 32-year-old defender who's probably a little long in the tooth. Kind of take what you can get. Why kick and fuss and scream and throw a tantrum when you don't have the leverage? NFL is a wild business, man. If you don't show up, they're going to bring in somebody else to go out there and take your job. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about a man who has no issue, no worry about a contract because he just got a contract extension from the San Francisco 49ers. And now he's going to be on the cover of Madden. And then, speaking of defenders, I guess you got to get it when you can. I told you there's another New York Jet besides Aaron Rodgers who didn't show up to work. I'll tell you who that is. He plays on the defense. Before I do anything, though, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky. This man allowed the first shot to go past him for a goal, and he held it down after that. He stopped the next 18 shots he faced as Florida beat the Oilers 4-1, another beating, to go up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Bob now has saved 50 of the last 51 shots he's faced to become the seventh goalie all-time to allow one goal or less in the first two games of the final. You know what they say about defense? Here's the cliche. It wins championships.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a super host and a producer and a comedian here as well. Ryan Hickey does it all.
Just figured since we're talking legendary quarterbacks, you know, give him a little love.
You said we're talking legendary quarterbacks with the Jets?
Jets legendary quarterbacks. Yes, sir.
He butt fumbled. He ate a hot dog on the sidelines. I think he was a rookie. He wore that fur coat in honor of Joe Namath. And he threw a lot of interceptions. Did I miss anything?
Hey, back-to-back AFC title games. He's the most accomplished, second most accomplished Jets quarterback, right? Chad Pennington never took him there.
Why? Because they decided to give Thomas Jones the ball and said, hey, you run so he doesn't throw?
Look, how you get there, you're not wrong. It wasn't exactly on the right arm of Mark Sanchez, but he was along for the ride further than anyone else has been.
You know, I'd feel so much more confident about that version of the New York Jets if they had a quarterback capable of, like, throwing the ball. It's just that it's like, hey, if we throw the ball, we're doomed. And so, Mark, do us a favor. Just hand it off and keep it rolling from there. And shout-outs to Mark Sanchez. A nice guy, very nice guy. Oh, I think is he doing college or he's doing the pros now or both?
I think just the NFL. Yeah, usually it was like that Fox West Coast, like not the main game, but like, you know, Seahawks Rams, the other game in that later window, usually is where he is.
The game that nobody watches.
Yes, yes, yes. That's very fair to say. Yes. Usually the game overshadowed by the game of the week.
Yeah, that's like, oh, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and then there's the other game between the Seahawks and the, I don't know, the Jaguars. And I'm like, which one do you want to choose?
Please, NFL, give me the option here, because I don't know which one I want.
I did see the NFL earlier today via the NFL Network. And this is where it's like, okay, y'all are doing too much right now. The NFL actually released via the NFL Network its slate of preseason games. And these are all the games, I think there are 21 games that the NFL Network is going to showcase in the preseason. And I'm saying to myself, who the hell is checking for these games? Like, I got to be honest. I'm being honest. I don't think, well, I probably haven't watched a preseason game since I was a kid. Like, stuck in the house on a Friday night because I'm not old enough to go anywhere. All I got is a video game and a preseason game. Like, I haven't watched a preseason game. I have no desire to. And I mean, every now and then, you maybe you're bored and you go, hey, you know, let me see what guy is on the bubble. And this is only for the teams that you're heavily invested in. I mean, who the hell is checking for a preseason game for a team that's, I don't know, way across the country or is not your favorite team? There's nothing exciting about, hey, NFL Network has 21 preseason games. Can't wait for you to watch. It's like, who cares? It's like something to fill up the time. Hickey, are you into the preseason?
No, not at all. Even with the Colts, like, I don't care at all. It's meaningless.
Yeah, like, we know who's going to play. I just go, did anybody get hurt in the game last night? No? Okay, good. Let's leave it alone and get on to the regular season. Hopefully we can get some guys onto the field unscathed. I find more enjoyment in watching Hard Knocks. Like, give me Hard Knocks. I know the Chicago Bears are going to be featured in Hard Knocks this year. And let's just keep it moving from there. We ain't got nothing much to worry about. Speaking of, you might as well go out and skip on the preseason. We know Christian McCaffrey. This man just got a brand new contract from the San Francisco 49ers. They're paying him that big money, $19 million per year as a running back / wide receiver. He's making more money than anybody else when that contract extension kicks in. 2-year extension, $38 million. He's already the highest paid running back. He's getting 16, and they decided to up him. Well, Christian McCaffrey found out today, well, I'm pretty sure he already knew, he's going to be on the cover of Madden. The latest Madden, I guess, will come out in August. And a lot of people have talked about Madden having a curse. And you think about some of the players that have been on the cover of Madden. We can go back at Eddie George. Eddie George was on the cover of Madden. And the next thing you know, he had a career high in fumbles, okay? Dante Culpepper, he was on the cover of Madden. And then he pretty much sucked the rest of his career. I can go on and on. Do I need to tell you about Michael Vick being on the cover of Madden and breaking his leg? Like me, I don't believe in curses. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's bad, it's bad. But there are some people that are concerned about Christian McCaffrey. I mean, is he cursed? The man signed a contract with the Carolina Panthers, and then he pretty much immediately ended up with leg injuries, and then he ended up being traded to the 49ers, and they ended up giving him a contract extension. So you can't say too much bad about that. Some of the other famous players on the cover of Madden. Hickey, is this guy cursed? His name is Antonio Brown. Cursed or not?
Big time.
Is he cursed or haunted? Which one is it?
Oh, haunt is probably the better word.
Yeah, he's
haunted. Mostly self-induced as well.
Patrick Mahomes was on a cover of Madden last year. What happened? He won a Super Bowl, right?
Curse is dead officially.
Okay. Josh Allen was on the cover of Madden. Cursed?
That was 2021, or was it the same year? 2022 is not a very good year for the Bills, if you recall.
You know what? I think he was on. Was he on the cover last year with...
Oh, it may have been last year.
Yeah, it was last year. He plays for the Bills, so let's just say yes, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're still feeling that four straight. I don't know how do you do that four straight times and still be a fan of a team? I'd quit.
That's a great question. I hope to never find out.
I'd quit. Could you imagine going to a championship game four straight years and losing four straight times?
No. and thinking too, okay, this year's going to be different. This is the year that we're going to break through. Now, this is the year we're going to break through. Four straight times.
So if God doesn't like a professional sports team, it would be the Buffalo Bills.
Logic would say that. A lot of heartbreak, no success.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about some of these. Adrian Peterson has been on the cover of Madden. Calvin Johnson, Drew Brees, Peyton Hillis. I remember he was voted in. How the hell he got there, I have no idea. Larry Fitzgerald, Troy Polamalu. Brett Favre. Oh, yeah. Yep. 2009, Packers and Jets. Vince Young, Sean Alexander. Wow, Sean Alexander was on the cover of Madden. Donovan McNabb. Yeah, Hickey, I couldn't even tell. Were you a big Madden? I know you liked the college one, but were you a big Madden fan?
Not really. Like, I played when I was younger, but I have not played Madden. Oof. I mean, the last Madden I own or used to own was the Sean Alexander one.
Wow.
He was on the cover. So was that 08, 07? Somewhere in that range?
I don't even know what system I had. I don't even know if I had that or what's it. Maybe
PlayStation 2 was for me.
Oh, man. I don't remember what I have. It's probably in storage somewhere, man.
Well, I need break to... it out for EA NCAA 25. Let's go.
No, thanks.
Dust it off.
You said you're going to get the system just to get the game, right?
Yes, and I will not buy Madden. Just get the college football game.
You're going to buy a system just for one game?
One game. Worth it.
Is it really that? The system is what, $500, $400?
I was looking. It was definitely more expensive than I thought it would be. I thought maybe that the price would go down just because, you know, how many Xboxes are being sold and how many PlayStations are being sold, especially if not buying the latest version. Yeah, no, they're high up there.
And how much does a game? The games cost, what, $60 to $70 now?
Oh, I did. You know what? I actually did not look at the price. I was going to assume like $40, $30 maybe.
Oh, no. No, brother, no.
Well, I guess everything's all digital, right? So you got to go to like the digital store to find the price?
I don't know if you can download them or buy them in the store. I don't know. It's been a minute. What is the official name of this game? NCAA what?
I think it's like EA Sports NCAA 25, I want to say.
EA College Sports Football 25. Price.
I'm going to say...
70. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say 40. 70 no. bucks?
Yeah, man, these prices done went up.
Damn. Well, I mean, they are going to get it, so I can't complain.
Yeah, 70. Oh, my. There's a deluxe edition. Don't ask me. 100 bucks. There's an MVP edition. 150. And I don't know what the hell the difference is, and I won't be playing any of them.
The deluxe and the MVP seem like a scam. There's nothing you could actually put on that game, not on the normal version, and justify it costing an extra $30 to $40.
So maybe there's some extra uniforms in the game.
No, I love my uniform, Cher. I do. No amount of extra uniforms is going to have me buy the extra game for $30.
Yeah, nothing's going to get me. Look, man, I will still find my Super Nintendo games, and I will still blow into the cartridge to get it to work, and these games are almost 40 years old right now, okay?
So if it ain't broke for you, don't fix it.
Yeah, I will find much more pleasure in playing Super Mario Brothers than sitting down playing, EA Sports?
What if they come out with an updated new edition?
Of what?
Mario Kart, Mario Party, whatever you like to play. Like, the N64 Cube is coming back.
No. Never played it.
No?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo's coming back. You buying it?
I have it already.
But it's like the updated version. Like, the, you know, better graphics. Some new players, option. No. So you're just never going to buy a video game ever again?
Probably. I mean, maybe if I'm lucky enough to retire one day, then maybe I could sit on my ass and make up for lost time, you know? But it doesn't look like it.
Okay, so that's a retirement goal for you. Not to forget traveling and everything else. I'm going to just sit at home and play video games.
Nah, you can travel, but when you come home, you got to do something, right?
True.
You can't sit around cutting imaginary grass. You got to do something in the house, right?
Who knows by then if we'll even have real grass, you know?
Well, I saw a robot deliver Chick-fil-A the other day.
One of those rovers?
Who?
Like a rover?
Oh, yeah. It looked like a... Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Thing pulled up to somebody's house. It said, don't touch the door. It did. It said, don't touch... It said, do not open or touch the door. The door opens and closes automatically. And
Huh.
You put your phone in front of the stupid thing. It scans it. The door opens up. You get your Chick-fil-A. It yells at you again to not close the door in the most robotic Chick-fil-A way possible. And you just go about your day. The only thing the robot didn't do is what the Chick-fil-A people say, and that's the robot didn't say my pleasure.
Do you think it asked for a tip?
No. No. Everybody asks for a tip, right?
I guess except the Chick-fil-A robots now.
Yeah. You can't get takeout food without being asked for a tip. It's like I could go to a buffet, they're going to ask me for a tip. It's just tip culture is weird. We need to pay our workers some more money. Instead of trying to pass it on to the companies need to pay more money instead of trying to pass it on to everybody. But that's not an excuse. If you can go ahead and tip somebody for good service, then do it. Hickey, the day a robot asks for a tip, we're screwed. We're done.
You're right about that.
We're done. The robot will probably get angry, too. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Jason Kidd, he's handing out tips and compliments. I guess when you're losing, just try to kill him with kindness at this point. We'll hear from Jason Kidd on the other side. We'll also talk with Dom Amore from the Hartford Current. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.